clap your hands and let God know I feel your presence. Oh, lift your voice and let God know I feel your power. Even now, even right now, something's moving. Amen. Anybody feel the Holy Ghost in the house? Come on, if you can feel it, I wonder if we can stand all across the house. Clap your hands. Come on, if you feel what I feel, come on. There's a moment right here to respond. I can feel your power. Oh, with lifted hands, with lifted voices, with spirits raised. Anybody thankful the Holy Ghost is here? Amen. I feel a touch of God in the house tonight. And I want to quickly bring our spirits to where God has been leading us. Anybody feel like you've been at church already? Come on, anybody glad you came on a Sunday night? Oh, I wish you would clap your hands like you really believe you're glad I showed up. Come on, God is meeting us. God is speaking to us. God is touching us already. Amen. If you are here today, amen, you would know that God's presence is still lingering from this Sunday morning service. And I want to quickly bring us to part two of part one this Sunday morning. And so if you were not here today, amen, I pray that you would catch up and get in where you fit in tonight. But I want to bring us back to the book of John quickly. The third chapter, the 14th verse for your consideration tonight. John 14 and 15 and John 12 and 32. And while you're turning there, amen, this is a packed house tonight. I thank God that people still believe and have in church. And I'm so glad that we showed up. Come on, there's some visitors here tonight. We ought to thank God that some visitors showed up. Amen. If you are visiting tonight, we are so glad you're here. Honor the ministry. Amen. So good to see my good friend, Brother Cosme, in the house tonight. Amen. People being touched by the hand of God. And as Pastor was talking about the service itinerary from here on out, I just want to put my caveat in there if you missed it. He did say after revival, because you better believe that this evangelist came to have evangelistic church every service. Come on, he knows that, I know that, anybody came. I believe some souls are going to be saved tonight. Come on, some lives are going to be changed tonight. Some hearts are going to be turned tonight. Some spirits are going to be lifted tonight. And the Bible says, and as Moses lifted, shout lifted. Come on, shout it boldly, shout lift it. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted. Shout lift it. Even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Jesus speaking to Nicodemus, trying to converse with him about salvation. He said, the Son of Man must be lifted, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. And Jesus doubled down on trying to paint an image in his mind, if you would let me paint it just for a brief moment. In verse 32 of the 12th chapter, he said, and if I be lifted, oh, I feel the Holy Ghost in the house right now. If I be lifted, anybody still thankful for Calvary? Oh, I wish there were one or two saved folk that were really thankful for the blood that was shed at Calvary. If it had not been for the cross, if it had not been for redemption, if it had not been for a lifting, if I be lifted up from the earth, Jesus said, I will draw all men unto me. I'm thankful that there's a God that has the ability to lift everybody. I wish somebody would get this in your spirit right now. God is wanting to lift everybody. the help of God. And if you would help me tonight, I want to preach from this thought, the lifting of the lifted. The lifting of the lifted. Anybody feel the Holy Ghost moving right now? I want you to take both hands. And if you want the Holy Ghost to fall upon the house tonight, and you want God's Spirit to touch us, God's been digging. Come on. God's been doing some digging, but tonight God's going to do some drawing. And I want you to lift up both hands. If I be lifted up, I would draw all men unto me. And the Holy Ghost is drawing us to a place of salvation. Come on, lift your hands. Come on, lift your hands to the lifter. Oh, and with your hands lifted, I wonder if you can get some words out of your mouth and lift up your voice to a God that's able to lift you out of your trials, lift you out of your frustrations, pull you out of your problems, deliver you from the depths of despair. Oh, he's a lifter. Oh, I feel that right now in the Holy Ghost. Come on, if you thank God he's a lifter, if you believe he's a lifter, come on, I wonder if you can clap your hands to the lifter. Feel something just moved into the room right now. Come on, he's a lifter. Come on, he's a lifter. Come on, from your low place, he's a lifter. From your brokenness, he's a lifter. From your emptiness, he's a lifter. Oh, I wish you would let this get in your spirit right now. He's a lifter. He's a lifter. Come on, somebody's spirit is being lifted right now. Oh, Jesus. Amen. Somebody shout, he's a lifter. Amen. Do it with vigor. One more time, clap your hands to the lifter. Woo! Come on, I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Somebody shout it one more time, he's a lifter. Amen. God bless you in the fear of the Lord. You may be seated tonight. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. I want to take a moment to tell you this. I want to tell you that God knows exactly where you're living. I wish I had two people that were thankful. God is a God that knows exactly where we're living. I don't want to take much time tonight, but I want to paint an image, and this graphic tonight paints just as good of an image as any. God has been doing something in Bakersfield. Anybody feel like God's doing something? God's doing something in Bakersfield. And Tuesday night, we came in here and God was trying to provoke us to do some digging. And I think some people have been doing some digging. But tonight, God is not wanting to just dig. God is wanting to draw. He said, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted. Shout lifted. Be lifted. The Son of Man, Jesus Christ, must be lifted. And whosoever will look upon him, whosoever would believe and call upon him. Anybody still believe? Anybody that would believe and call upon him, that name that's above every name, the God that's greater than all gods, the King that's above, I wish somebody was here, the King that's still higher than every king, he's lifted and high upon the throne. He said, if you look to him, you believe in him, he said, you shall not perish. And he said, and if I be lifted up, I will draw everybody. I want to pull for some people right now. If it's all right in the Holy Ghost, anybody going to let me? I've learned that if you live life long enough, life has a way of letting us find a low place. Anybody ever been there before? I don't know who God's trying to pull for tonight, but I tell you that I'm glad that we're in the low place. I'm glad that he's a lifter. I said, I'm glad that when you find a low place, If you find the lifter, I come to tell you, if you can find the lifter, you won't be low anymore. Woo, come on, I'm with somebody. I'm letting it simmer in your spirit right now because I've come to tell somebody that depression is not your final resting place. That defeat is not your final resting place. That the decadence, that despair, that anxiety and attacks, that sickness and unbelief is not the low place that you're going to live in. I've come to tell somebody he's a lifter. I wish the Holy Ghost would help me right now. I've come to tell somebody, I don't know how low you are, but he's a lifter. Woo! Somebody shout, he's a lifter. I want this word to get in your spirit right now. I'm not just yelling and screaming and carrying on, but I know that life can be brutal. I know we can put on a mask. We can put on a facade and thank God we're in revival because he's a lifter. And what Jesus was trying to tell Nicodemus, anybody still listening? He said, Nicodemus, if you can get an image in your mind, he said, if you can think back to when Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness. I'm at 10 minutes and I'm almost done. He said, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. He said, if you can think about Moses in the wilderness, the serpent that was lifted, then you will know that God is able to deliver anybody in this room from the afflictions that you're going through. I wish somebody would get a hold of what I just said. I said, if you would realize that the same God that will walk you through a wilderness is the same God that will walk you through a valley, the same God that will lead you through a low place, is the same God that will pull you out of a pit, the same God. I know that the Bible and the image that the Word tries to paint can be difficult to understand. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness in verse 14, if you don't know who Moses is, that doesn't help you. If you don't know why he lifted up the serpent, that doesn't help you. So God sent a preacher in revival to help you tonight. The Bible says in Numbers 21 and 6, going all the way back to the wilderness, he said, Nicodemus, this is the image I want you to see. The Bible says that God's people were being led out of Egypt, being delivered from affliction. Anybody still believe he's a deliverer? Come on, anybody on a Sunday night still believe he's a deliverer? No more chains, no more bonds. No more afflictions, no more prison cell, no more addictions, no more bad habits, no more falling, no more failure. No. Said there came a time that Moses was trying to lead the people, trying to lead them to a place of promise. And the Bible says that as they meandered through the wilderness, that they came upon a point that the Lord had to prove to them. He had to prove to them that he was a lifter. So the Bible says that the Lord, in verse 6 of Numbers 21, sent fiery serpents among them. And the Bible says that the serpents, hear this, the serpents bit the people. Now, I don't want to just ask this, but I want to ask this for you to be honest. Anybody knows what it's like to go through pain? Some of you ain't being honest, so I'm going to step down and get over in this section. Anybody knows what it feels like to go through stuff that's unexplainable? Come on, anybody been through some hard stuff? The wars, the affliction, the waves, the wind, the rain. Come on, wave your hand at me. The Bible says that serpents begin to bite them and afflict them. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost about to help us. I come to tell somebody, going through custody battles ain't no fun. Anybody want to let God minister to us right now? Losing your job, there ain't no happiness in that. feeling all alone, left out, forsaken by people that you trust dearly, walking out on you, that don't feel too good. But I come to tell somebody that you've got to know where to look when you feel afflicted. That's it right there. I said, you've got to know where to look when you feel afflicted. And the Bible says that the people that were tired of being sick and tired, stand with me. The people that were tired of being bruised, battered, and afflicted, they made up our mind, we've got to do something. And that's why I would show up on a Sunday night for the Bradford. Because I know that people are in this room. If you're at the end of the road, you can do something about the road tonight. And the Bible says in verse 7 that the people begin to cry unto the Lord. They begin to cry unto the Lord. And they pray that God would take away the serpents. God said, I'm still a lifter. I feel the Holy Ghost in the house right now. He said unto Moses, he said, Moses, he said, I want you to make thee a fiery serpent. He said, I want you to make a brazen serpent and set it upon a pole, the same type of rod and the staff that delivered you from Egypt, that walked you across the Red Sea, that brought judgment upon the enemies. It's the same rod of deliverance. I want to reveal to my people that I'm still a deliverer. Oh, I wish somebody would hear this right now. You mean to tell me God can still heal cancer? You better believe he can. Come on, you mean to tell me God can still put marriages together after we've already signed the papers? You better believe God can restore marriages. God can restore minds. God can heal hearts. God can save souls. I wish you would believe that like he's a lifter. God can lift you up out of anything. Oh, God. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Moses, he said, I want you to get a pole in your hand. He said, and I want you to fashion a brazen serpent and set it upon a pole. And he said, and everyone, somebody shout, everybody, whosoever believeth on him, oh, I feel God move. Whosoever, he said, if they look up to that serpent. I know it's hard to look up when serpents have you looking down. But I come to tell you, if you would lift up your eyes to the lifter, if you can get enough strength to lift up your hands when you're feeling as low as you've ever been. He said, I want you to tell the people to stop focusing on what's wrong. Stop focusing on what hurts and look to the lifter. Anybody hear me tonight? Anybody hearing God talking to you tonight? He said, and when they look, he said, they shall live. When you feel like dying and giving up, you should live. That image doesn't do anything for you. You say, why would he do that, Brother McAllister? Why in the world would he tell them to look upon a serpent? I'll tell you why. Because God gave us a promise from the very beginning. John 3 is a mirror image of Genesis 3. John 3 and 15 is a mirror image of Genesis 3 and 15. When God gave a promise to the serpent, he said, I will put enmity between thy seed and the seed of mankind, He said, the serpent's going to bruise your heel. I wish you would let him see it right now. The serpent's going to bruise your heel. He said, but there's coming one through the framings of time. He's going to bruise his head. What Jesus was trying to declare to his people, he said, you can think about the serpent all you want. He said, but the thing that's afflicting you, he said, that thing, I've already defeated it. Oh, I wish you would hear me right now. He said the serpent of Genesis 3 doesn't have more power than an all-powerful God, doesn't have more might than an almighty God. And if I be lifted up, oh, I wish somebody would hear me right now. He said, if you let me die on a cross, if you let me give you grace, if you let me change your mind, if you let me pull you out. If you let me lift you up, I told almost, he said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. I'll tell you what God wants to do right now. Anybody feel the Holy Ghost? Come on from this corner to that corner. Anybody feel the Holy Ghost? God is wanting to change somebody's posture in your spirit permanently. It's not the will of God that people that have the Spirit of God, the grace of God, the lifting hand of the lifter, it is not God's will that you will walk in the spirit of defeat. Worrying yourself to death, stressing yourself out beyond measure, living in a low place. I'm not talking about what people can see. The Holy Ghost is talking to you. I'm talking about deep down in your spirit. But I come to tell somebody, he's a lifter. And you don't have to let the low place be your living room. Because the psalmist said, but thou, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter. Psalm 3:3, the lifter of my head. Oh God, media team, you've been doing a great job. I wish you would let them see it. The lifter of my head. I pray the Holy Ghost would move on somebody tonight. And you would go into work tomorrow morning with the spirit of victory in your bones. I'm not holding my head down. Come on, even if this isn't a job I don't want to have, and I want God to give me a better one, you want to square your shoulders up and say, I'm the child of the King, and I've been afflicted by serpents, but he's a lifter, but he's a lifter, but he's a lifter, but he's a... Oh, he's a lifter! He's a lifter. Somebody's about to get victory right now. Come on, sis, you've been depressed way too long, and the Holy Ghost is moving way too much for God not to get a hold of the back of your collar and pick you up out of the pit and pull you out of the peril and lift you out of the loneliness and deliver you out of the... Said, preacher, how do I get God to lift me out of where I am? I'm tired. I'm tired of being stuck. I'm tired of being bruised and afflicted. I've been going through the same thing over and over, walking in the wilderness in circles. And I've got to watch my steps because serpents, pain keeps showing up on every side. But I come to tell somebody at 7:32 that when pain shows up, the lifter shows up. And oh, I wish that men would pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands. I want you to change your posture. Come on, I know we're pressed in. Can we press in a little more? Come on. Somebody's about to get the Holy Ghost right now. Brother, you can't get out of the pit on your own. Sister, you can't get out of the depths on your own. You need the lifting. You need the lifting of the lifted. He said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. There's about to be a drawing in the room. The Bible says in John 6:44, no man comes to the Father except the Spirit draws him. You didn't come here tonight because you were invited. You didn't show up here tonight because it was a good thing to do. But you came to the presence of God tonight because God has been trying to draw you out of your troubles. He's been trying to pull. He's a lifter. He's a lifter. He's a lifter. He's a lifter of my head. He's a lifter of my heart. He's a lifter of my mind. He's a lifter of my family. He's a lifter of my spirit. He's a lifter of my soul. He caught the locals. If you believe he's a lifter, and you want the power of God to pull you out right now, I want you to lift your hands to the lifter. I want you to change your spiritual posture. Come on, you don't have to hold your head down if there's a God that's willing to pull you up. You don't have to walk around with your spirit broken if he's the mender of broken hearts. Come on, lift up your eyes to the hills. Lift up your hearts to the hills. Lift up your voice to the lifter. Come on, something's happening. I want you to pray like God was about to pull you out. Come on, I want you to pray and say, God, get a hold of my hands. God, I need you to pull my family out of this calamity. I need you to pull my heart out of this broken state. I need you to move in my mind. I feel the Holy Ghost. He's a lifter. He's a lifter. He's a lifter. Come on, the Holy Ghost is falling right now. Holy Ghost is falling right now. If you want to feel the power of God like you never felt it before, I want you to lift your hands and keep them up until you feel something. Holy Ghost from heaven. I said, Brother Andrew, come on, God's about to touch you right now. Come on, I want you to pray in the Holy Ghost.
Breathe on me.
God, let your power help your people. Oh, God's walking into your valley right now. Come on, I wish you would grab your wife by the hand and say, God, lift us up. Come on, somebody's being pulled away. Come on, I know suicidal thoughts have you down, but there's a reason to live because he's a lifter. And if I be lifted up, if I be lifted up, come on, somebody's being restored in the Holy Ghost right now. God, I need your spirit, God, to drain out the poison. I need your power to pull off the pain. Come on, he's lifting you up.
Preacher, breathe on me.
Heal this place.
Heal this place.
Oh, with the breath.
With the breath of heaven. Rain on me.
Rain.
Rain on me.
Heal this place.
Heal this place.
Oh, with the rain.
With the rain of heaven.
Come on, he's pulling for you. Come on, God loves you like nobody else loves you. The Holy Ghost has lifted us. Come on, the Spirit of God is drawing us. Come on, somebody ought to let God draw you. Come on, somebody ought to let God draw you. Don't resist His Spirit. Don't pull away from His pressing. There's a drawing. Come on, yield to the Spirit. Come on, yield to the power of God. Come on, sometimes we're stuck in the valley because God is pulling us and we're pulling back. But I wish you would yield to His pulling. I will draw men. I wish somebody would know how much God loves you. I wish somebody would feel how much God loves you right now. Jesus. Woo. Holy Ghost. Oh, that's a wave of the Spirit. Somebody's about to get a breakthrough. I want you to hear this. Somebody's about to get a breakthrough that you've been needing for a long time. Somebody's about to pray back through, and you've been needing that prayer for a long time. But in order for us to break through tonight, where God is about to take us, there's a wave of the Holy Ghost that's about to sweep over this house. I need somebody to understand this. If you don't hear anything else I say, I pray you will hear this for the case of helping. He said, if I be lifted up, I will draw. I will draw all men unto me. And I want somebody to hear this in the Holy Ghost. What God is doing right now in the service, He is trying to draw us. And you don't know how powerful that is. Until you know that the word draw is a violent word. I will draw. Come on, put it up. I will draw all men unto me. I will draw all men. If I be lifted up, I will draw. Verse 32, I will draw all men unto me. What Jesus is saying is that I will violently drag you. I will violently pull you out of your troubles. I come to tell somebody, God's not trying to leave you where you are. God's not trying to let you stay where you are. He's saying, if you will let me draw you up, He said, I will pull you out. I will deliver you, and I will drag you. I will pull you. I will get out of there. Come on, get up. Come on, get up. Come on, somebody ought to let Him draw you right now. And said, God, pull me up. God, pull me out. God, lift that head.
Don't resist the pulling. Let Him pull. Don't resist the drawing. Let Him draw. In my heart. In my soul. lift our hands and thank God for His Spirit. Come on, He's a lifter. Come on, God's lifting people from anxiety right now in the Holy Ghost. Come on, God's lifting the weights of fear off of your mind right now if you would let Him. Come on, let the tears flow. He's lifting us from affliction. Come on, God sees your tears. He hears your cry, saying, God, deliver me. God, set me free. God, break the chains. Hey, God, I feel the Holy Ghost. God, pull me out. Rescue my mind. Deliver my family. Save my children. Lift us from poverty. God, I pray, I pray, I pray, I pray. Come on, no man comes to the Father except the Spirit. Come on, the Spirit's drawing us right now. He's drawing us, He's drawing us. I'm not going back to the chains. I'm not going back to the dungeon. Come on, I'm so glad God does not discriminate with His grace. Come on, no matter how dark your past has been, God can pull you out of your past and bring you to the present with His presence. He's a lifter. He's a lifter. The lifter of my head, the lifter of my heart. There's some people that's been responding to God's word in obedience, and they're going to be baptized tonight. God's drew them to the waters of repentance. Anybody thankful that there's still some salvation flowing, some grace flowing? Come on, He's a lifter. And when you come out of the water, come on, come on, He's going to lift you from the depths. He's going to pull you from the pit. I want us to stand tonight. Culmination of this service, thank God for His Spirit that's been speaking in our hearts, that's been responding. People are still praying, and you please, by all means, keep on praying. I don't believe that salvation is seasonal. I believe that salvation is permanent. When your mind's made up, I gotta tell you, you ought to live for God whether your family lives for God or not. Anybody want to live for God like that? Come on, you ought to live for God. Young people, if your parents never show up, you better believe He's a lifter. You can live for Him. I want you to connect with somebody right now. We're going to pray one final prayer. You don't know what your neighbor's going through. You don't know. Some of you live in the same house and you can never even imagine what's going on in somebody's mind. You don't know what people are battling with in their heart. The poisons of doubt that's been put in their mind. They can't even believe God for a miracle anymore because doubt is running in their veins. They feel like quitting. They feel like giving up. Come on, some of us haven't felt the love of God lifting us up in a long time. But I wish you would pray with your neighbor and say, we're not letting you stay there. Come on, God's not letting you stay there. He's a lifter. Come on, that's it. Come on, grab him by the hand. Come on, come on, pray them out of the pit. God, he's a lifter. He's a lifter of the lonely. Come on, He's a lifter of the bruised. Come on, He's a lifter of the hurting. I feel the Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody can pray your way out of the pit right now. Come on, you can worship your way out of the wilderness. He's a lifter. He's a lifter. He's a lifter. He's a lifter. Come on, somebody ought to clap your hands like you believe he's a lifter. Come on, I'm coming out of the valley. Come on, I'm coming out of the low place. You ought to say it in faith. Come on, no more serpents. Come on, no more affliction. No more chains. Come on, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help comes from the lifter. Oh, worship him like you believe it.
Everybody thankful tonight? Amen. Praise God. God's doing great things in the Tenorio family. Praise God. We baptized Angelique, Alexis, Teo, and tonight we're baptizing Mom. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. We're celebrating. We're celebrating the work of God in an entire family, and not only that, but they're bringing people to the house of God. We need to thank God right now for God's goodness and his drawing power and his ability. Hallelujah. Let's agree together. Lord, we love you and praise you. I thank you and magnify you. Continue to work in this family. Continue to work in this life. Use her mightily in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Let her be a woman of faith and tenacity and action. We worship you and praise you and know that we have acknowledged some things, we recognize some things, and we're going to baptize her in a name that's above every name and wash away every snake bite, every sin, every failure, every difficulty. Praise God, in a name that is above every name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Arminda, Luna, Tenorio, we baptize you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of your sin. Few days ago, there was a whole host of children that got the Holy Ghost going to camp, praying in the altars, and Bailey is one of those. Thank God for our children, and thank God that there's children still sensitive to the Holy Ghost. Amen. Why don't we lift up our voice and pray for her? Lord, I thank you and praise you. You're a God that works in every demographic of life, and children are certainly one of the things that you are mindful of. I pray that your hand and your anointing would be on her every day of her life, every decision that she makes. Let there be a sensitivity in her heart and life, Lord. We acknowledge you and thank you and praise you. Hallelujah. We give to you thanks and praise you in Jesus' name. Praise God. Hold your hand like this, Bailey. Perfect, sis. That's perfect. Amen. Bailey Gale Fields, we baptize you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of your sin. Lily Ann, and this morning we baptized her mom, and tonight we're going to baptize her daughter in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's pray together for her. Savior, we thank you and praise you. Hallelujah. We thank you for your hand, your power, and your ability. We thank you for your drawing. Amen. And I pray that you would continue to draw young people unto you. We give to you praise, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Lily Ann Valario, we baptize you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of your sin. This is what's so exciting. So, the Tenorio family, Alexis, how did you guys started coming to church? How? Did somebody invite you? How'd you guys? Okay, hold on. I want you to repeat that.
My mother had a dream to repent once. And this was in September, and she looked up all the churches in the area, and she landed on this one, and she stayed because she felt the Holy Spirit here.
Yeah. The message tonight was about drawing, right? And so she had a dream in the middle of the night that God told her she needed to repent. And she not only believed, but she put that into action. She had faith enough to get here. And she brought the Tenorio family, and through her efforts, this whole family has been such a blessing to us. Amen. And here's what's really cool, is Daniel started coming with Alexis when Alexis got baptized. Okay, he came to see Alexis' baptism, and he has not missed. He has been faithful ever since. Praise God.
Amen, amen. Praise God. I was going to say that because Daniel is a great guy. We love this young man. He, like Pastor already said, he came the day just to see Alexis get baptized, but he has not missed since. He's plugged into the youth group. He's been at every youth event, every youth service, doesn't miss anything. And we love Daniel, and we love what God's doing in his life. Amen? Praise God. All right, we go. Edmund Escalante, we now baptize you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sin.
Tell us a little bit about what's happening.
Yes, sir. So, we had a baptism last week, but we're a startup church, so of course we don't have hot water to fill up our baptism tank. So we baptized somebody last week with the polar bear challenge, and the stuttering and the stammering of lips may have been because of the cold water. So I ordered a heating element this week, but Amazon got delayed, so it wasn't here on Friday. So it's going to be here next week. But last week, we did baptize one in Jesus' name, and then Tracy last weekend received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, so we're excited about that. Then we've got three more people that are ready, but we are just praying, believing that God's doing great things. Amen. I'm believing for a 100-soul revival this year in the west side of Bakersfield in Jesus' name. We're taking territory from the enemy in Jesus' name. So Tracy's been coming now for about a month. She's been talking to me about getting baptized and really excited about it, so thought this would be a great opportunity to come and to have this tonight. So just thank you, Brother Bradford, for allowing us to use your baptism take tonight. And amen, let's pray for Tracy. Yes. Lord, tonight we ask you to put your hand upon Tracy in the mighty name of Jesus, asking, Lord, for a spiritual breakthrough, praying, God, for a new beginning, praying, God, that your mercy and your grace would just give her a reset in the Holy Ghost, God, and let us come together in worship and celebration of the great things you're doing. You're a good God, and you're working in great ways. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise in Jesus' name. All right, Tracy, if you would, close with your right hand, grab this wrist with your left hand, and I'm going to take you back, and then just help me on the way up. Tracy Yvonne Smith, we now baptize you in the only name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. Oh, that's it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's it, Tracy. Lift your hands. Lift your hands and worship him. Hallelujah. That's the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. That's the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We give you glory, honor, and praise.
Stand together. We're going to pray right now. We're going to pray for the food across the way. Amen. You're going to go right out these doors. You're going to go straight across the way, right into the Libby Center. You're going to take a left, and in the gym, they will serve you the food, and we're going to have a time of food and fellowship. It's going to be a great time together. Amen. So let's pray together. Lord, we thank you for everybody that is here tonight. We thank you for your greatness and your goodness, and we pray your blessing would be upon everybody that is in the house of the Lord tonight. Be with us as we make our way across the way in fellowship and in breaking of bread. We ask that you'd bless the food in your great name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. We will see you across the way. Amen. See you across the way.